Rahela, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion real quick. Are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat? Or not certain to vote?
100% certain.
Very certain. Okay. And first of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction? What's your opinion?
Aurora, like the country, is headed in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction, okay. And what's your opinion and how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, or as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life? What's your opinion?
I think that just like all areas, it's everybody's mixed, you know? As far as quality of life, we're all screwed here. There's crime everywhere. It's not limited to Aurora. It happens in Highlands Ranch and what were some of the other Cherry Creek. It happens everywhere.
Okay. So Aurora
is very large and very diverse. There are million-plus-dollar homes in Aurora, and there are starter homes in Aurora. So it's a very diverse area.
Should I record your answer as about the same as where they live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we can move on. Now, in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools and the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor? To the best of your knowledge, you know, in generally speaking.
Well, based on information that I've been seeing in so many school districts, not just Aurora, I think that the state of education in this country is alarming in general. So,
not so good.
Aurora is no different than any place else.
Understood. But should I record your answers as not so good or poor? So we can move on.
Not so good.
Not so good. Okay, thank you. Now moving on. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Very. Very.
Very familiar. Okay, and have you heard or read anything about the blueprint APS? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. We're going to talk about that as we move on, ma'am. But thank you. Appreciate your patience. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of service provided? What's your opinion? Much too high? Somewhat high,
yeah.
About right,
much
or a little
too
low?
Much too high.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notice and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, or can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending, or cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly, or does not apply to you because you rent. Which one?
I would say that it's a squeeze.
It's a squeeze, okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Moving on.
But mainly I would say that it hurts families.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it hurts families.
Okay, so can afford her to household financially is badly. Okay. Now, as you may know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issues last fall, the state will send, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. Now, what kind of an impact this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much of an impact?
I'm on Social Security, so I'm not going to get a tax refund.
You're not going to get that $800 check because of the proposition that it was rejected?
I'm on Social Security. I don't have income.
Oh, understood.
Income tax. Yeah.
No, but this is because they rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issued last fall. I don't know if that applies.
Okay. Yeah.
So you don't, okay. So it's not really much of an impact at all because you said
right.
You're Social Security. Okay. And now if the following ballot issues is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating all the schools to provide all of our students with high quality educational facilities, reproposing schools to provide
Yes. As long as it has to do with actual physical repairs. Yes.
Yeah, just for the sake of a research, and since I'm required to read verbatim, I will speed it up, okay? But that proposal schools to provide a new real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding schools' choices and programming options for more APS students, adding additional space in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services to the district. And you say you will vote yes, right? So let's move on. Also, I wrote a Because that's
Well, you see, I agree with part of it. I don't agree with part of it. And I don't know how.
So, okay.
I have
to
look into that one more.
Understood. So, how should I record your answer? Don't know or vote
don't
no?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience. Now, also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that without increasing property taxes will fund ongoing maintenance needs for schools buildings, ensure access to great technology and
no more taxes. Anything that's taxes, no.
Okay. And free up funding adequately and competitively compensate teachers and stuff. Would you vote yes or no? You say no, right?
Whatever.
No,
you know what? We haven't met. Everything's no. Anything that's taxes, no. No.
Now, following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots make since property taxes are so high already, and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increase in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since these big districts that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from our neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Agree? Okay,
no
thank you.
Taxes. No
now,
more taxes.
Understand, especially when you retire. Now, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and the mill levy ballot issues may make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or a very weak reason to yes, to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues. The first one, bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to extend preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten through their K-12 education. Will that be a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on this mill?
Well, if that was a single issue, I would vote yes on that particular thing. But if there is money going anywhere outside of that, then probably no. Yeah.
Now, remember, this is some statements that supporters of the APS might say, okay? And this is coming out on the ballot. So you think this would be a very strong reason to support, or somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to support this APS bond and meal levy ballot issues. How should I record your answer?
Yeah, no. The
no,
answer
okay.
is no. Whatever the weakest, yes, no.
The weakest, okay. Now, the yeah. large, this is another statement. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. Now, will this be a very strong reason to support this ballot issue? Somewhat strong or weak a reason?
Oh, my gosh. No more taxes. I mean, that's all I can say. I think that, you know what? We are so close to being a communist nation. Thank you very much. Just pile on some more, take some more stuff from us.
I understand. So, this
no,
large...
you don't. No, you don't, but I do.
No. I understand. And thank you for sharing your opinion. Believe me, ma'am. Okay. I appreciate your patience. And this is coming up on the ballot. So I do appreciate your patience on the line and for you to take the time to share your opinion. Now, this large bond and teacher pay, meal levy come with no tax increase. Now, is that statement, would make you, a very strong reason
it
to support?
It does come with a tax increase because
but
we're talking about a meal levy on
meal levy,
taxes.
Right.
On property
yeah.
taxes. So
right.
a levy is, yeah, and there's
it's
going
a property
to
taxes,
increase
right.
what the, yes,
Yeah, but this is some of the supporters are saying, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, see, like, you hear these things, well, they're trying to confuse the public, but, you know, a well-educated person like yourself will know this, the same things, you know, about meal levy is a property tax, right? So this would be a weak reason, right?
I have a high school education, so.
Right. No, but you do understand because you are a homeowner
yeah.
and you pay taxes, so
yeah.
you know you yeah. you are aware of the
yeah.
of the
I'm
of
self,
the issue.
But yes, I am
yeah.
educated in the sense that
on the issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Now, continually security upgrades, including update cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanism on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Now, the question is, will this be a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues?
Everything is a weak reason to vote
reason.
On a mill levy increase because again, they are just adding to us. We're making it permanent. There, what I think needs to happen, and I know there's not an answer to this, but better structure so that the money that's already available. My gosh, we have a marijuana tax in this state that's supposed to provide to the schools.
No, yeah, right. And we're going to talk about that as we move on, you know. But just for the sake of research, you say is a weak reason, right? So let's move on real quick.
No more. All we want is no more taxes. No
right.
more.
And meal levy, like you say, is, again, it's just common sense, property taxes. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. Now, but just for the sake of research, I do appreciate your patience, believe me. And by no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence by repeating the same.
No, I know,
but
okay. I am so frustrated with the stupidity of our government right now, okay, that it's difficult for me to answer these questions without pontificating on the issues.
No, I understand, ma'am. And believe me, I'm glad you're sharing this opinion with me, okay? Now, providing more spaces, this is another statement they're making, the people who support this bomb and meal levy. On this ballot, you know, issue. Now, this is another statement. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands or more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Now, is that statement very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason? You say is everything is a weak reason, right?
It will be misused. It will be used to create victimhood in children and to create all kinds of other problems
right.
which in children.
You made it clear that. Right. You made it clear already that, you know, a meal levy, everything would be a weak reason. But for the sake of a research, let me read it real quick, okay? And then you can tell me. So weak reason, so it can be in the recording. Okay.
Yeah,
now, with both that Denver and Sherry Creek funding improvements in the schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason. You say weak reason, right?
Yep.
Correct? Okay, now,
yep.
Providing students and staff with outdated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Would that be a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Now, the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them the skills needed to succeed in today's job market and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason?
Well, I agree with the statement, but more money is not the solution.
Right, meal levy is okay, yeah, I understand. Now, many APS buildings, there are 30 to 40 or even 50 years old, have maintenance needs that have been put off for years, just like any home or property, it is all. Now, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed to these, so these schools last and students have a good learning environment. You think this would make a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to support this issue ballot on the meal levy?
Weak reason.
Weak reason, okay. Now, the bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with our community college, APS, and local employers that includes a specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships. So students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on the meal levy issue.
Weak
reason. Okay. Dual school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficiency, save taxpayers millions of dollars, and lower utility bills, and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint.
Weak reason.
Weak reason. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I should have left off the carbon emission footprint. The trees need carbon emissions to live, and we need trees.
And you know, this is
one way for
you to let them know. This is now, this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. You think that will be a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to for this meal levy issue ballot?
Weak reasons, okay. because people will not be able to afford to buy in Aurora because the property taxes will kill them.
Okay, now finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure all the buildings are repaired and maintained and to provide innovative workforce training, additional property tax increase. But like you say, meal levy is mm-hmm. was is that what it means? So would you vote yes or no on that?
No.
Okay. Now, a $30 million meal levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology and free enough funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and stuff. Okay. A vote no on that one. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a study, and by no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence, but nowadays we have to ask this question. What is your gender, male, female, or other?
Female.
Okay. And is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
To 64, whatever that one was.
Okay. So 55 to 64, is that correct?
That one. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Thank
yes.
you. Okay, and the
I
next
am from
one
Cuba,
is
Cuba, but I am. Yeah, I was
understand.
Born in Cuba. I'm an immigrant.
Understood. Now, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. And what country do you, okay, and what country do you live in? In what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
Arapahoe County. Okay. And do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Very educational conversation that I had with you. I mean, you taught me a lot. Thank you.
And where are you from?
I'm from El Salvador originally.
Oh,
yes.
El Salvador. Yes.
Exactly.
You've got someone fighting for El Salvador right now.
Yeah, not too much of following it, but thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate you taking the time. Believe me, it helped us a lot. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.